Welcome to the Passive Movement Dental Marketing Podcast. This is Douglas Befford coming back to you live one more time. So today's topic is about being a micromanager. And, you know, I just wanted to ask, and I know it might seem negative, but stick with me here because it is a positive. But are you known as a micromanager in your business? Do you tell your employees to figure it out and then critique them on their process when they're trying to complete a task? Do you prefer to do things yourself because no one else can do it the right way? Because recently I read this article about dental business owners asking their dental assistants to do additional duties at work. And reading in the comment sections, there weren't too many happy, should I say, dental assistants writing their kind of gripes in there. And I think that could be contributed to micromanagement or not having a clear path of how to do a task the right way, especially when you're adding more to someone's job when they feel like they personally didn't sign up for that. But again, they're your employee and you need them to do things. So how do you find that balance? So, because like, here's the thing, additionally, because additional duties that you need done, you need them to continue to grow your business. As you know, that we're surviving through this post-COVID type of thing. And depending on how you structure your office and what you can, what's the word I'm looking for? What you can afford from each person, people are just going to have to pull a little bit more slack. So I'm totally aware of that. But when that happens, there is a possibility of office tension. And office tension can lead to turnover. And turnover is just not good for anyone. So how do you nip office tension in the bud and, before it takes root? Well, there's this thing that I learned called Standard Operation Procedures, or SOP for short. And SOPs allow you to put systems in place to achieve a positive outcome in any business setting that's predictable, transferable, and scalable. I was originally introduced to SOPs from reading this book called Extreme Ownership by an author named Jocko Willink. And he's an ex-Navy SEAL who transferred his experience on the battlefield to businesses looking to apply leadership for growth. And this book will definitely help you optimize your business and establish leadership from the top down. Because here's the thing, if you're going to take anything from this podcast, it's this. If you're stuck micromanaging your employees, then you cannot 100% perform your duties as an owner and operator. There's this phrase like, are you in your business or are you running your business? And if you're busy like managing people, there's stuff that you're missing day to day. And over time, that adds up and you're not actually growing. You're just stagnant, and stagnant might as well be dying for a business. But let's be a little bit more positive. Applying SOPs to your business, standard operation procedures, you create a clear communication between your staff, and you allow them to come up. Either you can establish the process first and then like more or less, what's the word I'm looking for? You establish a process saying, hey, this is what I want done, but I need you to come up with your own way of doing this certain task, and then we'll keep doing it this way from here on out. That way, you transfer leadership to that person, but you already establish what you need from them. And I'm explaining it one way, but I prefer that the guy that actually taught me how to do it via his book, Jocko Willink, does it for you. So if you go to the show notes of this podcast, I actually found a 3-minute clip of Jocko explaining exactly how you can use SOPs to grow your business. Now, don't worry, I said he was a Navy SEAL, but this guy is very nice and well-kiltered, and definitely is a great resource when it comes to adding leadership to your dental business. So again, I hope this podcast has helped you and you can apply SOPs to your dental business to continue growing. This is Douglas Befford from the Passive Movement Dental Marketing Podcast. And as always, I hope your dental business continues to grow. Until next time. Today's episode of the Passive Movement Dental Marketing Podcast has come to an end. What'd you think of it? I hope you've taken away a few dental business strategies that you can use to help you scale and grow your dental practice. Now listen, maybe you want a little bit more. Maybe you're in a position right now where you need new sales and marketing strategies to grow your dental practice even more. Maybe it's time to shake things up with a new approach for your dental business growth. Now, if that's true for you, I want to invite you to schedule a free call with someone from the Passive Movement Dental Marketing team. We'll figure out where you're at and where you want to go and how you can get there. If you're ready for that, please go to www.passivemovement.com to schedule your free 30-minute marketing evaluation. Again, that's www.passivemovement.com for your free 30-minute marketing evaluation. But until next time, we'll see you on the next Passive Movement Dental Marketing Podcast. This is Douglas wishing your dental business nothing but the best as you continue to scale and grow. All right, see you soon.